Welcome to the W5BSA repeater.
Good evening, folks. QSC, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1650, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, February the 10th, 2026. Which in UTC time is Wednesday, February the 11th, 2026, at 0200. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, WF5ACM. Okay, thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we're on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston. Also on the 443.325 repeater in Katy. They both have a PL tone of 123.0. And then there's the repeater downtown on 146.7, and it's networked repeaters. And then when the connections are working, there's the AMSAT DMR Talk Group 98006, YSF Fusion 11689. The All-Star node is 572580. And then there's also the Echo Link, and it's star AMSAT star. And I will now take any check-ins. Okay, well, we'll try to come back here about halfway through and call again, see if we have any more. We will... going to start with a little bit of information from the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. It's been a little bit while since they've launched a balloon here just recently. See, looks like Walter's been messing around with the free DV stuff. So we'll be looking forward to more action coming from them in the future. Of course, they do hold their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's at 4:30 p.m. local here at a local restaurant, and then they have a meeting on the internet, and that's on Zoom, and that's at 8 p.m. Central, and that's at k5wh.net/zoom, and we appreciate Walter putting that on for us there. We've got the Greater Houston Area Ham Fest is coming up, and that'll be... let's see, February 20th and 21st, so that's not too far away, and there will be balloon action going on there, thanks to Walter. Also, some satellite passes that they'll get into, so those will be demonstrations. Okay, there was a good turnout last year, and hoping for the same this year. So this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. And So you can call and check into the net with a quick phone check-in to 713-467-9870. You can also send a APRS message to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy likes to say. And that email is wv5y@comcast.net. All right, this is ANS, AMSAT News Service, Weekly Bulletin number 39. And this comes from Mark Johns, K0JM. The AMSAT News Service bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on the activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. Okay, well, the news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it, so please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org, and you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service bulletins via the ANS list. To join the list, you just go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. This is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. All right, well, thanks to Bruce. The URLs are available and with the links. So if you'd like to check out any of the articles that we cover here, you can get into it in a little more detail by following the links that we list, and they're posted over at www.amsatnet.com. Thanks to Bruce, KK5DO. Okay, FO-29 approaches full sunlight. Fuji Oscar 29 or JA orbits in full sunlight, making it once again available for worldwide use. JAS-2 was successfully launched on August 17, 1996. It orbits the Earth in a polar orbit at 1,300 kilometers altitude in a time of 112 minutes. The inclination is 98 degrees. The transmission power is 100 milliwatts, and the transponder is 1 watt. The linear transponder downlink is from 435.800 megahertz to 435.900 megahertz, and that's either upper sideband or CW. And then the uplink is from 145.900 megahertz to 146.00 megahertz, and that's lower sideband or CW. And the CW beacon frequency is on 435.795 megahertz.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
All right, designated as Fuji Oscar 29 after achieving orbit, JAS-2 has long been one of the most popular and most useful linear satellites available to amateurs. However, as the satellite approaches 30 years of age, its batteries have long since failed. It only continues to operate while the sun is illuminating its solar panels. on March the 9th, SO29 will begin orbiting in full sunlight without periodic eclipses. In mid-February, the duration of the shadow decreases from about 20 minutes to about 1 minute per day. Therefore, SO29's transmitter may suddenly come to life unexpectedly. Amateurs are encouraged to monitor the satellite and to update its activity on the AMSAT Oscar satellite status page. And, of course, that's over at www.amsat.org/status. And that's a good page to check out if find out which satellites are currently operating and which ones are working good at the time and which ones are having problems. And be sure and enjoy using SO29 while it does remain available. And we want to thank Akira Kamiko, JA10GZ of JAMSAT, for that information.
DL-123.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Let's see here. The Gridmaster Top 100 Rovers for February 2026. Looks like we got the list moved up to the front here. The February 2026 rankings for the Top 100 Rovers, and this is mixed bag of low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, and geostationary in satellite operations is determined by at Gridmaster Map on X, and it has now been released. The ranking is determined by the number of grids and DXCC entities activated, taking into account only those grids for a minimum number of QSOs logged on the Gridmaster.fr website have been validated by a third party. And grid numbers do not directly reflect the exact number of activations. Satellite operators are encouraged to upload their logbook of the world satellite contacts to gridmaster.fr in order to provide more accurate data. Okay, no changes here at the top of the list. We still have ND9M. Congratulations. Okay, then after that we've got NJ7H, UT1FG, KA9KRO, N5UC, F5VMJ, DL6AP, DP0POL, WI7P, K5ZM, OE3SEU, WY7AA, LU5ILA, N6UA, HA3FOK, OH2UDS, W5FTG, AK8CW, N9IP, 80ZX, it's Mitch 80HJ, 21 again. We've got DL2GRC, N4AKV, NB0C, and WD9EWK in position 25. Alright, let's see, we've got VA1PK, KX9X, KT5CCI, DJ8MS, N5BO, OM4AUC, KABL, KE4AL, KB5FHK, AC0RA, PA3GAN, F4BKV, KI0KB, JO2ASQ, KI7UJN, UNJ, VA3VGR, VE3HLS, BG7QIW, LA9XGA, HJ5LVR, and VK5DG. Alright, N7HEF, BF2ET, K7TAB, and JL3RNZ. That's wrapping up the first half. Alright, and starting in position 51, KE0WPA, WD5GRW, KE0PBR, XE3DX, BA8AFK, LU4JVE, W7WGC, PR8KW, JK2XXK, EA4NF, EB1AO, XE1ET, M6DNM, W8LR, W1AW is in number 65. Okay, we got KI7QEK, SM3NRY, KE9AJ, F4DXV, VE1CJW, AA5PK, AD5VB, KM4LAO, PU6JBN, and M1BBB. Okay, we've got HB9GWJ, VA7LM, DL4EA, 88RO, SP5XSD. There's NDOF, N6UTC in position 81. We've got N4UFO, VE7PTN, PT2AP, VE1VOX, AA8CH, KB2YSI, KI7UXT, AF5CC, KJ7NBY, BI1MHK, PT9BM, FG98OJ, BG5CZD, YU0W. Okay, then finishing off this list, we got PU4CEB, W8MTB, N4DCW, WA9JBQ, and PS8BR in position number 100. And we want to thank the Gridmaster.fr site for that information. The 2026 President Club coins are available, and you can help support golf and the Fox Plus projects. Annual membership started only $120. You can join the AMSAT President's Club today, help keep amateur radio in space, and add these coins to your collection. The URL is at www.amsat.org/join-the-amsat-presidents-club. This is Marty WV5Y with the East AMSAT Net. And we've got, looks like, there's two more lists, so we'll just knock this one out of the way. This is the VUCC satellite standing, February 2026. The VUCC satellite award endorsement change summary, and it's for January the 1st, 2026 to February the 1st, 2026. And this is how people's list or number of calls completed, contacts has changed. Okay, we've got DF2ET in position number one with more than 100 contacts here in a month. We go from 1700 to 1801. And BG7RO is going from 1504 to 1600. We've got PS8ET from 1000 to 1216, EA2AA from 1135 to 1170, JL1SAM from 905 to 1008, JS1LQI from 808 to 825, PA7RA from 534 to 604, XE2YWH going from 595 to 600, HB9BIN from 356 to 460, WO3T from 437 to 450, OH3DP from 352 to 401. Okay, then we've got IK8YTA from 300 to 332, PU5DDC from 254 to 258, EA4DEI from 200 to 250, XE1R from 105 to 237, G4BWP from 200 to 220, I2OIM from 155 to 206, WB5TX from 160 to 165, W1AW from going from 103 to 134, and we've got PU5FAR new with 100, and YB0OSU also new with 100.
BL-123.
Okay, we want to say congratulations to the new VUCC satellite holders, and that's PU4FAR and YB0OSU, and PU4FAR is the first VUCC satellite holder from grid GH83. And we want to thank John Goering, N7AZ, for that information. Hey, if you need new satellite antennas, like you've got these super ancient high-gain things like I've got, and you might just want to update them to the M2 LEO packs, and the best place to do that is from the AMSAT store. They have it worked out, so you get a bit of a discount off the regular price of the M2 LEO packs from M2, and also a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. So it's a win-win deal there. And that's over at amsat.org/product-category/hardware.
Okay, and we've got one more list. We've got the DXCC satellite standing, and of course, it's another endorsement change summary. So it's the contacts that have changed, the numbers that they've added for this month, and it's for DXCC, so that's for countries, number of countries worked.
Alright, we've got HB9BZA going from 196 to 204 countries. Works via satellite. Congratulations. And then we've got PY2RN from 166 to 192. YO2CMI from 185 to 186. VU2LBW from 166 to 174. ON4AOI from 156 to 167. HB9GWJ from 150 to 154, EA3GP from 103 to 153, LA7XK from 118 to 119, IK8YTA from 107 to 118, and K6FW is going from 102 to 104 contacts, or countries. So, I want to say thanks to John Goering, N7AZ, for that information. This is Marty, WB5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Okay, well, at this point, we're going to take a quick standby and take a look around and see who we've had checking into the net here, especially through some of our alternate means.
Okay, we got Charlie, K5ENG. He's over there in West Houston, so we're glad to have him checked in. We got Dale, WB0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota, and he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. So we appreciate Dale doing that for us. And see, we have Vern, and we have had to use that backup also in the past from Dale. We got Vern, WA0RCR, up there in Winsville, Missouri, and he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, as he likes to say, and that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. All right, we appreciate Vern putting us on the top fan there during the weekend. Then we got Kai in 6ZZO. He's out there in McKinleyville, California. And he's one of our podcast listeners who calls and checks in. And we get to talk to Kai every once in a while. So we appreciate that. All right, from the Internet Relay Chat System, we've got Ken, AK0A. Clay, KG4OZW, good evening, and good evening to Reggie. And then we've got Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, K8WX. All right, then on Echolink. See, we've got Andrew. Good evening, Andrew. KC5LWY. He's down there in Galveston. Hello to Steve, KA5YFC, up there in the cold country. And we got Mitch, AD0HJ. He's up there in Jackson, Minnesota, also the cold country. And let's see, we want to thank Mitch because, thanks to him, there is a Wednesday night net that takes place for AMSAT that folks can check into. And that takes place on DMR, so that's over on the Digital AMSAT Talk Group of 98006 on DMR, or YSF Fusion channel, it's 11689, and then we appreciate him doing that, and that's at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. So if anybody's going to be doing any roving, making any grid squares available, especially any rare ones there by satellite, you might let Mitch know, and they'll put the word out and help you make maybe a few extra contacts. Okay, we'll say hello to Damien, AG9P. He's up there in Oconto, Wisconsin. And then there's Endop in 6UTC. Good evening. He's out there in Long Beach, California. And then we've got Rohit, VU2TOO. Good evening. Welcome to the Houston AmSatNet. And he's in Mumbai. All right, well, I hope he gets to enjoy making contacts in that geostationary satellite that we don't have access to over here on this side of the Big Marble. All right, well, this... once again, you can call and make a phone check-in to the Houston AmSatNet with a quick phone check-in at 713-467-9870 at APRS. It's WV5Y, no dashes, no numbers, and the email is WV5Y@comcast.net. Well, it's getting closer to actually materializing, well, hopefully, and that is the SDR2 Gen 2, and it is a versatile GNU radio-based transverter. We'll have have 144 megahertz to 6 gigahertz continuous coverage. It will also cover 5 and dime capability up conversion, and that's 5 and also 10 gigahertz. And it will do direct VHF, UHF, 900 megahertz, LS, and C-band operations. All those frequencies, it does all modes. And that's CW, single sideband, FTA, narrowband FM, SFTV, ATV, just as an example. And the minimum downlink data rate is scheduled to be 1 megascan per second, and it's built to fly on the Fox Plus and the Golf missions. So it comes from AMSAT engineers, keeping amateur radio in space, and that's the ASCENT, the Advanced Satellite Communications and Exploration of New Technology Group. This is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. Well, we're right at the bottom of the hour, so let's go ahead and take a quick standby. See if we have any more check-ins. So, any check-ins to the Houston AMSAT Net, come now.
BL-123.
All right, well, SpaceX has temporarily grounded its workhorse Falcon 9 rocket, which was slated to launch 4 astronauts next week. The Falcon 9 delivered 25 of SpaceX's Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit, or LEO, as planned on Monday, February the 2nd, but after deploying the payloads, the rocket's upper stage failed to perform its deorbit burn, which was designed to bring it down for controlled destruction in Earth's atmosphere. The Falcon 9 was the busiest rocket by far. It launched a record-breaking 165 times in 2025 and already has 14 liftoffs under its belt this year. The rocket is incredibly reliable also. All of last year's missions were successful, and just a single one, the Starlink launch on March the 3rd, experienced a significant anomaly. It's unclear how long this new launch hiatus will last, but both SpaceX and NASA doubtless hope the issue is resolved soon, for a very high-profile Falcon 9 launch is coming up, that of the Crew 12 astronaut mission to the International Space Station. Crew 12 is scheduled to include NASA astronauts Jack Hathaway, KJ5NIV, and Jessica Meir, as well as French astronaut Sophie Cadenat, KJ5LTN, and Russian cosmonaut Oleg Artemyev. Their SpaceX Dragon capsule has been scheduled for launch atop a Falcon 9 rocket on February the 11th. Okay, we want to say thanks to space.com for that. And you can see the full article. It's over at www.space.com/launches-spacecraft/spacex-grounds-its-falcon-9-rocket-after-a-problem-with-its-upper-stage-wheels-b-crew-number-12-astronaut-mission-b-affected. Okay, if you do want to look at that link, it's right over at AmSatNet.com. so it makes it a lot easier than trying to type that in. Okay, let's see. Declassifying the jump seat, we have an American pioneer in space. The director of the National Reconnaissance Office, the NRO, recently declassified the existence of jump seat, the United States' first generation highly elliptical orbit, or HEO, signals collection satellite. Launched from 1971 to 1987, under mission numbers 7701 to 7708, Jump Seat was the product of the United States Air Force's, or the USAF program at the NRO. Developed under a program called Project EarPop, Jump Seat offered the U.S. a way of collecting intelligence during unprecedented geopolitical change and Cold War tensions that lasted until the early 1990s. The NRO and USAF, collaborating as a part of NRO's Program A, were tasked with developing a functional HEO signals collection satellite to bolster the U.S. government's space intelligence portfolio. Named Jump Seat, the new satellite would be capable of operating in a highly elliptical or Molniya orbit.
W5BSA repeater.
Okay, editor's note, the Molniya orbit were very similar to those that were used by amateur radio satellites AO-10, AO-13, and AO-40 in the 1980s and the 1990s. Together, the NRO and the U.S. Air Force launched the first jump seat mission in 1971 from Vandenberg Air Force Base, now Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. Once in orbit, jump seat successfully collected electronic emissions and signals, communications intelligence, and foreign instrumentation intelligence. Invaluable information that was downlinked to ground processing facilities within the U.S. From there, the data was provided to the Department of Defense, the National Security Agency, and other national security elements. Over the decades, Jump Seat satellites continue to prove their worth to signals intelligence, finally operating in transponder mode until they were taken out of service in 2006. All right, ANS thanks the National Reconnaissance Office for that information, and you've got the full article for you over at AmSatNet.com. Okay, if you can't get there, well, you want to type in www.nro.gov/news-media-stories/news-media-archive/news-article-article-439-222-3/declassifying-jump-seat-n-american-pioneer-in-space. All right. We've got some changes. Nope. Looks like there are no changes this week, or additions or deletions to the AMSAT TLE distribution. But two-line elements, or TLEs, offer to as Keplerian elements, or simply just kept in the amateur community are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. So the TLE file is a file you download every week, and it updates the location of the satellites in your satellite tracking programs on your computer. And TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day. New bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. And more information can be found at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. Okay, nothing added, nothing crashed. So we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. Kenya is set to make history in 2026 after being selected to host the Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or the ARIS program, a global initiative that enables the public to communicate live with astronauts aboard the International Space Station, or the ISS.
PL-123.
The Kenya Space Agency announced the selection, positioning the country at the heart of an international effort to advance space education and public engagement in science. Kenya is the only African nation chosen for the 2026 ARIS cycle. The cycle is a milestone expected to spark interest in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, and inspire innovation across the country. According to the agency, the hosting window will run between July and December 2026. During this period, Kenyan students, professionals, and members of the public will take part in live radio sessions with astronauts on the ISS. Participants will have the opportunity to ask questions and receive real-time answers about daily life in orbit, scientific research conducted on board, and the realities of living and working in space. Kenya Space Agency will oversee preparations for the event in collaboration with Pan-African Citizen Science E-Laboratory Mentor and Agency Liaison, Harold Safari. Planning efforts will include technical coordination, public outreach, and the selection of participants, with an open call to be issued for interested individuals and institutions wishing to take part in the live International Space Station contacts. The 2026 ARIS program will offer Kenyans a rare opportunity to speak directly with astronauts aboard the International Space Station, marking a significant step in the country's engagement with global space initiatives and space education. And ANS thanks Satellite Pro Middle East for that information. And you can read the full article over at satellitepromo.com/news/Kenya-2-represent-Africa-N-ISS-ARIS-program-2026. Okay, and for anybody that does try to type that in, that was program with two M's, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E. All right, here's news. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on those contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station, and also the JAXA astronauts as well, because we got those aboard also. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 megahertz worldwide. Okay, we've got some ARIS recently completed contacts. We've got the school number 4 in Semenov, Sinzi, Novgorod region, Russia, direct via UB3TBX. The ISS call sign is scheduled to be RS0ISS. The crew member was Sergei Kudchikov. And the ARIS mentor was RV3DR. The contact was on Thursday, 2/5/2026 at 0914 UTC, and it was successful. Okay, the FBU IMI Kant Kaliningrad, Russia, have a contact via R2FDB, the ISS call sign, RS0ISS, the crew member, Sergei Mykov, the ARIS mentor was RV3DR, contact was successful on Thursday, 2/5/2026 at 10:49 UTC. All right, there was the Klimop Tondrin Borloon, Belgium. They had a televig via ON4ISS with scheduled ISS call sign OR4ISS and crew member Chris Williams, KJ5GEW. The ARIS mentor was ON6TI. Contact was successful on Thursday, 2/5/2026. At 12:21:51 UTC, and they had an 82 degree maximum elevation. Okay, we've got an upcoming contact. That is the Hilltop Elementary in Canfield, Ohio. They have a telebridge via K6DUE. The ISS call sign is presently scheduled to be NA1SS. The crew member is Chris Williams, KJ5GEW, and the ARIS mentor is KB8COJ. His contact is Monday, 2/9/2026. And so let's see, oh, it just happened. And that's at 1844.58 UTC, and they had a 57 degree maximum elevation. Okay, many times a school may make a last minute decision to do a live stream or run into a last-minute glitch requiring a change of the URL that they had previously posted for their live stream, but those folks over at ARIS may not get the URL in time for publication. So you can always check live.aris.org to see if a school is live streaming. And as always, if there is an EPA, a docking or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. So if you're listening and you don't hear anything, then one of those things might be going on. crossband repeater on the International Space Station continues to be active. It's on 145.990 megahertz up with a PL tone of 67. And then the downlink, where you listen, it's on 437.800 megahertz. And plus or minus, about 10 kc per Doppler. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen, you just never know. And the packet system is on 145.825 megahertz, up and down. And it was scheduled for repair on February the 5th. And also there's Ham TV. It's on 2395 megahertz, just below 2.4 gigahertz. And it is configured for scheduled digital amateur television operations. Okay, they say note, all times are approximate. It is recommended that you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before the times we list. And the latest information on the operation mode can be found on www.aeris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use for ISS, it's over at www.aeris.org/contact-v-iss.html.
BL-123.
Okay, we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the AERIS Operation Team mentors, for that information. This is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. Hey, you will fly the colors on your own grid expedition? Well, you can get an AmSat car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space when you do get one. All right, I wonder if they have some of those flags over there available at the booth over at their Hamcation there in Florida. Well, you never know. I'm sure they have all kinds of other AmSat trinkets and things available, though, including nice little programs for tracking satellites on your PC. Okay, AmSat Ambassador Activities. AmSat Ambassadors provide presentations that demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites and host information tables at club meetings, ham fests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. So when you're walking around at Hamcation or some other convention and you find the AmSat booth and start talking to some of those guys, those are the AmSat ambassadors. All right, just right around the corner, coming up February the 13th through the 15th, this weekend, 2026, is Hamcation 2026. And that's at the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expo Park at Colonial Drive in Orlando, Florida. AmSat will have a table and many items available for purchase. And you can contact Dave Jordan, AA4KN, to volunteer. And let's see, his address is info@bellsouth.net. Okay, then let's see, on March 21st, 2026, we've got the Midwinter Madness Ham Fest, and that's at the Maple Grove Radio Club in Buffalo Civic Center, 1306 County Road, 134 in Buffalo, Minnesota, 55313. And the URL, it's k0ltc.org/midwinter-madness. Okay, and like I said last week, the madness may be, you will see, Joanne, K0JM, Mitch, 80HA, and KE0PBR, they're all man in the man AMSAT booth. That's a good group there. Okay, if you're interested in becoming an AMSAT ambassador, and you can hang out with those folks, well, what do? AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, host information tables at club meetings, also at AmFests, also at conventions, and sometimes they go to maker fairs and other events. So you can find more info. You can just go to www.amsat.org/ambassador. Okay, we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, the director of the AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information. Okay, in September of 2025, AMSAT DL and the Bochum Observatory jointly organized the Bochum Space Days 2025 conference in the radome under the 20-meter antenna. The radome was all about satellite and space research. A varied and informative program was offered, aimed at AMSAT members as well as all space enthusiasts and makers. The presentations are now available on the AMSAT DL YouTube channel. The language of the presentation is mixed German/English, and the subtitles can also be optionally activated in the respective translation. And you can begin at www.youtube.com/watch?mark?VE=IW384KY6LBO&list=PLBIHJH2WJ12GFMJGRWBYPFEJU7ECTJZZO. Capital O. And let's see, it's over at AmSatNet.com, that link, and we want to say thanks to AmSat DL for that information. Okay, we have a NOAA Space Weather follow on, LaGrange 1, or SWFO-L1 satellite, has reached its final destination, nearly 1 million miles away from Earth towards the Sun, and has been renamed SOLAR-1. The observatory is expected to begin space weather operations in spring of 2026. And you can read more, and this is a really easy one, over at bit.ly/4BUIY1K. And we want to say thanks to NOAA for that information. All right, Edge of Space Sciences, the Ham Radio Club in Inglewood, Colorado, has been monitoring three amateur radio PICO balloons as they continue to circumnavigate the globe. Two balloons were released at HamCon, Colorado on October 25, 2025. E0SFP-3 has completed five circumnavigations and is currently lost somewhere up north, quote-unquote. No signal has been heard for 4 days. EOSSP-4 has completed 7 circumnavigations and is currently approaching India. Meanwhile, EOSSP-2, launched September the 18th, completed its 10th circumnavigation at 1905 UTC on February the 4th. The balloons can be tracked on appers.fi. Okay, you go to appers.fi, put in the call signs, and we've got, let's see, a real long URL that has them all strung together, but you can find more info at the club's website, and that's at www.eoss.org. And, of course, NASA is no longer planning a February launch of the Artemis II mission after encountering hydrogen leaks during a fueling test of the space launch system. In a statement early February the 3rd, NASA said it completed a wet dress rehearsal for Artemis II, but determined the vehicle will not be ready to launch during the February window, which closes February the 11th. Several other issues occurred during the test. A valve in Orion's hatch pressurization system was accidentally vented during closeout work, requiring additional time to repressurize the system. Unseasonably cold temperatures, which had already delayed the rehearsal by 2 days, caused further issues, including delays in tanking operations and problems with cameras and other pad equipment. NASA also reported intermittent audio dropouts and communications among ground teams. The next launch period for Artemis II runs from March 6th to 11th, with 5 two-hour windows available. Another launch opportunity extends from April 1st to the 6th. And ANS thanks Space News for that information, and you can read the full article at spacenews.com/Artemis-2-slips-2-March.
TL-123.
Okay, you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Students are eligible for free membership up until the age of 25. Memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@AMSAT.org for additional membership information. And we get a 7-3, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that's from this week's ANS editor, Mark Johns, K0JM, and that's mjohns@amsat.org. Okay, we hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AMSAT Net. Look forward to catching everybody next week. So stay safe out there. Keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts. And, well, we'll catch everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5DO, up there in Roman Forest, myself, Marty, WV5Y, in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week from the Houston AMSAT Net.